All right, so welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the number one stock market show on Spotify and one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today is Wednesday, January 18th, and earnings season is underway. And we have seen some wild swings yesterday. Goldman Sachs dropped 6%, while Morgan Stanley jumped 6%. Today, we had earnings from United Airlines, but also all eyes are on the PPI inflation data. So this was released this morning. How will the markets react to this? And more importantly, how will we trade these markets? And by the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hart. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So we got a lot of trading experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. Trust me, we know our stuff and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And boy, I mean, it's really fascinating what's going on here right now. I mean, the S&P, there we go. What do you think about this?
Interesting markets, market. Marcus. Yeah, I mean, today we had a nice start to the day. Things were moving higher, and now we're seeing a little bit of a reversal. So you look at that, what's that, a 5-minute chart? Yeah. So strong open, rallying to highs of the day, and then a bit of a slide.
Yeah, and we have actually, if we go back to a daily chart, We have two technical indicators here. I mean, first of all, we have the all-important 4,000 level. And I almost hit it here. Let me just turn this into 4,000 so that we see it. And if you look at a five-minute chart, we just see over the past few days how this 4,000 level has acted several times as resistance. So we have been trying to break through and then right above, below it. And we see yesterday on the five-minute chart, we were trading right there, ran into resistance and then back. This morning, looked like we were trading higher, but we slid below this. So this is one of the things. And then we also have technically here, the 200-day moving average. We broke through right now. It is acting as support, but will it? Which of these two lines will give up as we're going further into earnings season here? Will we break below the 200-day moving average or above the 4,000? That's I think that's the important thing right now.
Yeah, two key, an indicator and a round number level that could act as support and resistance, and we're seeing a battle right there. Now, Mark is looking at daily charts. The Dow snapped the 4-day win streak yesterday.
Yeah, so this is what we just talked about. It's mainly because of Goldman Sachs that really had a bad day yesterday. So Goldman Sachs, after reporting earnings yesterday, sliding 6%. Today, a little bit of a rebound here. But that was super interesting to see because on the other hand, Morgan Stanley was rallying this morning, a little bit pulling back. So we just see that right now we do have earnings season and the markets are reacting to earnings season. I mean, Goldman Sachs, out of the 400 points that the Dow was down, 300 of these points can be attributed to the sliding Goldman Sachs.
Yeah, absolutely. Weighing down the Dow. On the other hand, the NASDAQ finished higher for the seventh day in a row. So,
jeez, there we go. I mean, NASDAQ catching up. And this, I think we talked about it yesterday. It seems to be that we're moving into a risk-on environment, especially when we are looking at Bitcoin. I mean, right now on a daily chart, we're also dropping below 21,000. That has been the battle over the past few weeks. But look at this rally in Bitcoin. I mean, this is within, a couple of weeks, 28%. I mean, that's kind of crazy and shows that there's a little bit more of risk on. And this is why also the NASDAQ is moving higher.
Absolutely. Hey, Marcus, you mentioned the PPI data.
Yeah,
big news this morning.
We got to jump over there because so it's still in focus because, I mean, this is the wholesale inflation data here, and it came out, and I mean, it came out better than expected.
Worse than expected, which is better than expected. Yeah, I mean, so the producer price index, it's a measure of prices received at the wholesale level. So for producers, of course, And this was down more than expected. Economists believed that the number was going to come in 0.1% lower, but it actually came in 0.5% lower, showing that prices are decreasing. And that kind of supports that the aggressive hikes that the Fed has done is actually helping with inflation.
Right. So if you look at this morning, where do we stand? The meeting is coming up. Traders are factoring in a 92% probability that the Fed is only hiking a quarter of a percentage point. I was looking at the probabilities to see if traders are now factoring in that we are lowering interest rates earlier. But it's still that traders think, okay, we're looking at probably towards the end of the year where interest rates might be lowered again.
Yeah. And, you know, kind of, well, interesting that didn't adjust much, right? At this point, the quarter point rate hike at the beginning of February is priced into the market. It's what traders expect. You saw that the probability was super high there. So all of the discussion and all of the focus right now for traders and investors is, when does the Fed start to reduce hikes, right? Lower the interest rate hikes and cut those back. Right now, probabilities say that would be in November, but with more and more negative, which is good, positive data, that could be changing. And that's what traders want to see.
Well, we also need to see, is the focus of traders shifting right now from the Fed to actually what's going on in the economy? Because we also had the retail sales data coming out this morning, and this came in worse than expected, showing that consumers are spending less, which is exactly what the Fed wants, because this will help driving inflation down. Less demand will definitely help here. But there's also now the concern, okay, does this mean that we are heading for recession? And I think this is exactly the reaction that we are seeing here right now in the markets.
Yeah, and the other thing that the Fed wants to see is slowing, a slowing economy. They don't want to crush the economy, but that's the whole discussion around a recession and just if we get a soft landing or not and just how bad that will be. And so far, we're getting more and more news and data saying that we are slowing. Microsoft being a company that said it's laying off 10,000 employees because of slowing revenue growth. So again, that's good for the discussion on interest rates and supporting the Fed bringing interest rates back down sooner than later, but not necessarily good for the economy overall.
Yeah. So let's talk more about earnings. I mean, this morning, United Airlines released earnings and at first jumped on earnings because they came in much better than expected.
What a reversal there. Yeah, they reported earnings better than expected. Earnings per share of $2.46, $2.10 was expected. Revenue also better than expected, saying that there was strong demand even with higher prices.
Yeah, but now we have a big reversal here. I mean, if you just look at the daily swing here from the high to where we are right now, that is a 6% swing that we are seeing here right now. And it's just showing, okay, the focus right now this week, and we talked about it, this week is definitely on earnings, and it will remain on earnings in the next week before we then finally have the Fed meeting again. And I mean, next week earnings season kick in. This week we also have Netflix reporting. I believe it's tomorrow after the bell. So, and this is where Netflix, okay, streaming, how will Disney react? What does this mean for the NASDAQ? It's quite interesting.
Yeah, that's a big reversal. But if you look at a daily chart, am I reading this wrong? Or was UAL up 40% since January 3rd?
Oh my gosh, that's, we can take a quick crazy look at this. Yeah, yeah, it is 40%. I mean, it looks so harmless on the daily chart, but it definitely is.
I mean, what? Like, so that's profit. I mean, that could be purely profit take. I mean, how much do you expect UAL to go up in 2 weeks?
Yeah, and we also see that right now, it seems that right here around the 53, we do have some resistance that United Airlines is running into.
Yeah.
So is this a goodwill candidate, Mark? Let's take a look at this. What do you think?
Well, as a trader, I do not see support. At least not anywhere near where it's trading right now.
Right. And because, I mean, we are in this range between, what, 35 and 50, 52 here. So definitely more interesting if we were able to sell puts towards the lower end of the range, because we never know. I mean, at this point, we might face resistance here, and United Airlines could drop back into this range. And this is where, as a put seller and for the wheel strategy, you don't want to get assigned at 48.
Exactly.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on today. I mean, we have Kraft Heinz, but also not really as at resistance. A huge drop here in Kraft Heinz, 4.8%. That's a big drop for this stock. And I don't think that we have earnings. Did they report earnings?
I don't believe so.
I don't know. Anyhow, so this is where with the markets being just very, very flip-floppy here, diddling around, and the VIX being at fairly low levels here. I mean, that's the other thing. The VIX, the fear index, is at the lower end of the range that we had established here between 20 and 35, pretty much throughout whole 2022.
Yeah, volatility leaving the building, and that's when you see the NASDAQ start to move higher, and you know, you have this risk-on environment. That's to be expected.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a look at our positions. And CTRA, kind of hate to say it, but you were right. So CTRA yesterday on the move up, you sold some calls against our existing position expiring this Friday. I said, I think we'll move a little bit higher. And we didn't. And so today also, we're slightly down 0.28%. But I'm not able to get the premium that I need here for the 30%, because if right now we look at CTRA and the 26 call, we are at 5 bid, ask 10. So that's only 23% annualized. And I'm looking for at least 30% annualized. And you were able to get it yesterday.
Yeah, the 26 for Friday gave 15 cents. And 15 cents might not sound like a lot, but 15 bucks for every contract traded. And also for that, lower price stock, $26 assignment price, another 15 cents to lowering the break even. I've sold calls a few times. Looks like we're in a 24.50, 25.50 range. So we'd really like to see CTRA pop out of this. But still, happy to own CTRA. Nice dividend stock as well.
Yeah. For sure. We can take a quick look at this here, actually, and check the fundamentals here. It doesn't pop up in Google.
Google is a little weird on this one.
Yeah. But isn't it like 3.5% or something like this?
More than that.
Oh, here we see the dividend yield 9.8%. Yeah. We have it right here from our provider. All right, yep. Talking about the Googles. The Google's still positive for the day, trying to break above this range here that they've been in between 86 and 90, holding above there. So let's see what happens. We talked about it yesterday. I believe earnings is really important here for Google to get some forward guidance. How will they react to ChatGPT and OpenAI? What do they see in terms of advertisers? Are they pulling back their budgets, or is it still solid? How do their income streams look like? So I think we have another 15 days here before Google really starts moving.
I'm with you. And in the meantime, I'd like it to pop right back into that upper range. So when you do get some news, and hopefully it will be a positive reaction, we'll get back above 100.
Right. NVIDIA today a little bit down. My cost basis is at 160.91, and I was able last Friday to roll my calls to the 170. So still trading above. If it holds above this by Friday, I will get called away unless I roll again. And I haven't made up my mind yet if I want to roll again or if I will let this one go. What do you think, Mark? Should I let it go? Is it time to follow Elsa in Frozen? Let it go.
Pardon me. You know, there's going to be some nice premium to roll. But with the swings that we've seen, I would be more inclined to let it go. I do believe that semis, I mean, even some of the movement yesterday, I think Bank of America said they expect semis to do okay. And that's what I want to hear for AMD to move higher. And with AMD, I will continue to be in the trade. I'm not going to cut it for a loss at this point because I'm open to managing it. Even if it falls, I'll do a rescue mission. So I'm going to be in AMD for a little while longer. However, if I was in a scenario where AMD was back at my cost basis or above it, which is the case for you, I'd be open to letting it go just because we have had these big swings, right? And by letting it go, you're because the wheel's meant to be more of a neutral sideways type strategy. And at this point, you're kind of playing a bullish bias, right? Thinking it will continue to run. If anything, you let it go. And if it pulls back to those support levels, you could reconsider a trade around 140, right? And now you've banked the profit. You've squeezed out a lot of profit on this one. You could reestablish a position at 140 and look for another move back to that upper range. So that's what I would be leaning towards. I would definitely be doing that if I was in AMD and above my cost basis.
Yeah, and I mean, it has moved 28% in the last 2 weeks. So that's, again, a substantial move, and it might be due for a pullback. I mean, what do you guys think, your viewers here? Let me know, what do you think? Should I let NVIDIA go? This has been my most profitable stock of 2022. So I collected most premium out of all of the symbols that I traded here on NVIDIA. Or should I just keep milking it a little bit as it trades around the level? Let me know in the comments. What do you guys think? All right. Well, that's all that we got for today. Again, earnings season tomorrow, Netflix. So there's still a lot to talk about. And if the market keeps moving lower, we might actually find some really cool opportunities for the wheel. By the way, if you're new to this strategy and would like to learn more about the wheel, I'll link to it right here in the description. Take a look at this. It's only a 15-minute video that explains the basics. So this way you know how we are trading. And don't forget to give us a like, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.